Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
Well, might not be working today. I feel like we do this every week. We're like, is it working? Is it not working? Is this a reminder of is it supposed to be working?
Well, sometimes some of the episodes, you know, like halfway or, you know, in the beginning, we always say that. But for most of them, I feel like some of the episodes that we've had is just really helping.
What, like therapeutically for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of the main reasons why we started, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So we can like take a journey through life and try to figure out like, you know, vent and maybe talk about things that mean something to us.
Yeah.
And like help each other along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it is working a little bit.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So guys, we do have a guest today, but he's like really late. Where are you? He's invisible.
Introduce yourself.
Right. If you're watching the YouTube video, there's no one there. Maybe he'll come in the middle of the show, but today we're...
I think I just heard a car door shut.
Oh, okay.
I bet you it's him.
Mm. But today we're supposed to be talking about lifestyle and balance and just kind of how, like, we make that work or how can we make that work. And maybe he's some sort of expert or or maybe not. Maybe he's just, like, a normal person that knows about...
True.
...balance and lifestyle. But before he interrupts us, do you...
Let's rant.
Let's rant. What are we ranting about?
We're ranting about anxiety.
Okay.
I'm like seriously anxious. Like I want to just jump up and run.
Mm. That's not a terrible thing, right?
No. No, it's not. I just feel like I'm just going to crawl out of my skin.
Yeah, and I think it's rough. Like, so for those of you who don't know, recently, probably within the last couple of months, Rocky was diagnosed with a panic disorder, which means what?
Just panic.
Like
all the time.
For like no reason, no specific
reasons.
Trigger.
None.
You can wake up and it's there.
It's there.
You can be perfectly fine and then it just comes out of nowhere.
Yep.
And it's very real and some people don't understand it, don't believe it, aren't supportive of it.
No.
Jobs may not listen for very long.
No.
Some people may think it's like an over-exaggeration.
Yeah, this is not an over-exaggeration, I swear to God.
Has anybody told you anything like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What have they said?
They told me that it was all in my head and that it wasn't real. That, you know, you could... Oh, my God, there he is. Oh, man. That door opened like that, though, man. No, you're good.
Well, hold on, y'all. Let me pause it. Okay, well, sorry for the interruption. Nice of you to join us, Pierre.
What's up, y'all? My bad. I was stuck in traffic.
Okay.
This is the worst. Traffic's the worst.
I don't want to get off topic, though, because you were talking about something important. So Rocky's ranting, but she's talking about...
anxiety.
She's talking about...
Panic attacks.
Yeah, her panic disorder, the anxiety attacks that she's been having, and some of the feedback that she's been receiving from people. Like, and you were saying that somebody told you that it was all in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it wasn't real.
So what's, you know, like, what's the backdrop of this?
Well, I was just, you know, like venting about like, you know, like what's going on, like what's bothering me type thing. And it's just like, all my life I've dealt with it, but I just didn't know what it was. And I've always just said, oh, I'm fine. But in reality, I just, I want to run to a corner or a closet.
Is it like generalized anxiety disorder or is it called something else?
It's panic disorder. I think it's like, I'm still trying to figure out what it is myself, but it's just, it's the worst thing. It feels like my heart is, it feels like an armband, like a vital machine. The cuff is around my heart and like you turn it on and just...
You feel restricted.
I feel like I need to like get out of my clothes, out of the room, out of the house. And then sometimes it's just, I'm great. And those are the days I just wish they would just stay like that forever. But like I showed up today and I told her, I was like, I don't want to be here. Like I feel like I'm going to run.
I've never heard her say she doesn't want to be here. I've heard her say like, you know, I'm just not feeling it. I have so much anxiety. And then, she, you know, she'll sit down and she'll try to control herself. But today she wasn't, she didn't try. It was just like, I got to go. I got to get out of here. And I was like, no, wait, just breathe. I mean, obviously, like, if you want to go, please go.
No, it's,
but I want you to, like.
I want to fight through this. Yeah, I want to, like, get through
it. You nervous? Like, you nervous, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, my stomach hurts really bad. I've already thrown up once.
Oh, my God. It's not just, funny. It is, man.
It's just, oh, God, I feel so broken, just so like, where's the reset button? Send me back to the factory or something. Just like,
I'm
all prayed out. I'm all like, I just want someone to take it. Just take it away from me. I want to wake up and not feel like my heart is gonna jump out of my chest.
I think the good thing
is so exhausting
that you're sharing it, and if people are listening, you're not the only one that goes through something like that. We all experience anxiety to some extent, and some of us actually do have a diagnosis of increased anxiety or like, you know, long-term anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of you are listening or watching and you too have a panic disorder, email us at the Rocky and Jiffy Show at gmail.com. So maybe give Rocky some pointers or some of the things that you've been doing to control your anxiety. I know that we talked about recently on the episode with Allison about medications, that you are taking medications and therapy. You did some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Probably need to continue to combine the two.
True.
Because the medication alone is not just going to fix everything. You have to put in some work. It's gonna be all right.
You'll be good, Rocky.
Yeah.
I'll pray for you.
The good thing is, she's prayed out.
I know she's prayed out.
But you're not prayed out. Well, the good thing is that we're going to be talking about lifestyle and balance, and maybe like having balance will help with the anxiety, because it's not untrue what whoever that was who said that to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is in your head, but it's not made up, because anxiety comes from an overwhelming of like thoughts and events that we've gone through, and maybe like piling them up or pushing them back to the back of our mind, or not dealing with things that we've processed or, you know, that we've gone through, we haven't processed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got a few steps down.
Yeah.
You talk about it.
I do.
Some people.
That's key.
Yeah. Some people don't talk about it.
Yeah. And I feel like at the same time, I feel like I get it out and I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh God, I just hope people are just like, oh, here she comes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys.
Yeah. Some people, we were talking about like maybe some people like a job might be like, oh my God, here she goes again with this anxiety. Mm-hmm.
It's a cop out.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever's for you is going to be for you.
Yeah. Oh, I got y'all some water.
You're so sweet. Thank you. I'm like, where's your water?
I've had like 4 bottles.
Okay. Well, good to see.
And I got here in 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. She spit.
I didn't know that I was.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get away from all the cars.
So we do want to talk about like lifestyle and balance, and I think for us it seems like obtaining happiness fluctuates by the week. Like one day it might, you know, one week it might even be a good week. And then another week it's like, oh gosh, what am I doing with my life?
Exactly. How does that happen?
Drained a little bit.
Yeah. And it's hard to keep a stable mindset. So we have a special guest. Maybe he's like an expert of some sort.
Am I?
I don't know.
Find out.
We said maybe.
No, I'm not. You know,
you're going to be talking with us about a lifestyle balance. What does it mean? Maybe helping us pull our lives together. It's always good to get another perspective, and then like a male perspective. They say males are like more grounded and logical, and like females were
statistic. Did you read?
Well, is that not a real thing, or did I just make that up?
No, I've read the same thing, but then that women are, we're better at pain than men are.
Oh, yeah. I think women have a high pain tolerance.
Yeah, they say that we have a higher pain tolerance.
Well, maybe the stereotype is that men are more logical and women are more emotional, and men are more like organized and put together, and women are like sporadic.
Women are emotional. Yeah,
we're all emotional.
I know, but y'all sometimes over the top, but
yeah,
I understand.
I was a man in my former life.
I know I had to have been a man in my former life. I had it all too.
Well, in this life, baby.
Oh.
Okay. So let's focus. I know that's hard for us. So look.
I got y'all.
You can, like, keep us there.
All right.
Because we will take you here. We'll go left and run with you.
All right.
And if you don't reel us back in.
It's over with.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, it's like fishing. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Talking to us is like fishing. So please, tell us, what is a balanced lifestyle? What does that look like?
All right, well, first of all, let me introduce myself.
Oh, my God. Did I forget
I'm privileged,
that?
Privileged to be on the show. Yeah, you did forget that, Jean. It's cool.
I'm not balanced this week. This is a shitty week.
Shitty week?
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Nah, so my name is Pierre. I'm originally from Indiana, from the Rose City 765. I moved to Houston a couple years ago, probably about 2 years, 2 years ago. But I moved from Ohio.
Ohio.
So you were raised and born in Indiana, but you went to Ohio for school?
No. So after my grandma had died, we moved to Ohio.
Oh,
that's where my dad lived.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So.
What was that like, Ohio? Is there anything to do?
I mean, yeah, it's not country how people make it seem. It's cool there. It's not all field. Yeah. That's what people say about Indiana too. No, it's not all field. There's some stuff there to do.
Okay.
It's different than the South though, but you know. But what was it?
You stayed in Ohio?
Yes.
And went to college in Ohio?
Well, I left Ohio. I went to like three different schools.
Oh, okay.
But so I moved from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went to school there for a little bit and then I moved back to Ohio because I wasn't focused. But I'm not alone. I know how it is. So everything that we talk about today is going to be good.
Yeah.
But it's like a whole story. Like, so I get how you guys are feeling.
Yeah. Well, you have to go through stuff to know it. And, to be, you know, some sort of expert on it, we wouldn't want to talk to you if you didn't go through anything.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be like, come on, Pierre. Come on, little Shelton, little boy. We can't talk to you.
But what was the question, though?
Oh, the question was, explain what a balanced lifestyle is. What does that mean?
When I think of balance, I think of, like, relationship-wise, work-wise. Your fitness and wealth or health rather. I say it wealth because if you take care of the body, you can, you know, that's it'll treat you right.
Yeah.
But and your body is like your money maker.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, my body's my money maker.
Excuse me, but no, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. Like, I didn't mean it like that. But I'm just
saying,
like,
to my OnlyFans. Oh, I'm just playing. I'm lying. I'm lying.
I didn't mean it. Somebody gonna take that out of context.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
But no, like if you take care of your body and stuff, like you know everything that you're trying to do, because a lot of people have like goals and stuff that they're trying to accomplish, but like what. It's not good for anything if you don't take care of your body. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Side note, but, is there OnlyFans for men too?
I don't know. I don't get into that.
Gosh, I know. Okay. All right.
I want to get into it.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Stay focused.
I was going to say, I know some men who can probably benefit from that. Like you just post pictures.
But.
Oh yeah, that would be so much fun.
I get what y'all saying.
Yeah.
Somebody, your viewers, take this out of context. I mean, now you're about to have some people on a poll and everything.
Like, oh my gosh. You know, Rocky. I was promised a poll.
Oh my God.
Like for amateur night?
I was promised a poll.
Oh, like in your house?
Oh, yeah.
That is a good workout.
It is. I don't understand.
It's an Olympic sport. Did you know that? It's like it really literally is.
You work out every part of
every single muscle in your body. Okay, all right. Yeah, see, you're supposed to keep us on track.
I know, I was trying to, but it was just so funny.
Fishing again.
I don't even like fish. Okay, yeah, come on.
Nah.
They smell really bad.
Oh my gosh. This is so funny.
Poor.
Because they low-key said, like, I can ask them questions too, so. I got some good questions to ask. So we all three just gonna talk about some stuff. Did y'all say that the first time I was on here?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it happened.
Okay.
That's how you feeling in your life right now, Rocky, going fishing?
No, I feel like running.
You feel like running, but also feel like going fishing.
She's running away from the fish. The fish are
how you feel, Gina?
And I'll be rolling with the punches.
Oh, my gosh. You always say that. But no. So, go ahead with the next question. I was about to ask her something, but I forgot.
I was waiting, too.
So, you were saying that a balanced lifestyle looks like your money is right, your body is right, your mind is right, your relationships, whether it's like with like family or like, with God or whatever you
believe
in.
So, you're pretty much in a rhythm or you in sync. Like, you know when you're out of rhythm and you know when you're like not in sync, you know when your life is going haywire as opposed to you doing the things that you're supposed to do. Like, everything is... You got
structure,
everything
maybe?
In order. You're organized.
Okay.
So, like, we've all been there before, whether young or now, or just at some point in your life, you've experienced being organized,
mm-hmm.
right? And, like, when you have that structure, you're organized. Everything is, like, clicking and going well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes right? when you're out of it, you're like, damn, I want to get back to that.
Yeah. So, like, everything that was working when you were on that path of doing that, go back to it. Like, don't lose what's, like, your core.
Why do you think that's important?
It keeps you, it's a foundation. It keeps you grounded. All right. I mean, I've been through it. Some things in my life didn't always go well, but I knew that I wasn't operating from my core.
You weren't the man that can come up here and talk to us about it?
That's how you want to put it?
Well, yeah, right?
If you say that. But no.
Did I throw you off?
Yeah, you did.
No, because, okay, if you were you like 10 years ago, could you have, how old were you 10 years ago?
16.
Oh my God.
16.
Okay, no. If you were you 5 years ago, could you have come up here and talked to us about this?
No, it wasn't time.
Yeah,
it
see?
Time.
So wow. you
I had to get the experience.
Yeah, you so weren't the man to come up here to tell us.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to throw you off your
game. No, you're good. I had to, you know, with that one it wasn't time. I had to get the experience. That's key when you like in the spot you're supposed to be in, things happen. Opportunities
arise.
Are there. Doors open up.
So
get to the spot.
what would it look like when somebody is like physically balanced, mentally balanced, emotionally balanced? Just like a balanced person. Like, what does that person look like?
So, what a balanced person is like. A shooter when they're in rhythm, like if you ever play basketball,
mm-hmm.
like like Chuck E. Cheese, like the hoop.
That's
like
you.
That little, yeah,
I'm great. Yeah, like that.
That rhythm, like you just swoosh. And swoosh
it's, yeah, you getting them tickets.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it. All right,
so they're gonna be mad at us for doing him like this.
Right. But anyway, who is they?
The listeners.
The listeners. Oh. This is how they are. I mean, they know y'all.
True.
But yeah, it's cool. Hopefully, I help somebody though.
I don't know. We let you get the words out.
Cool. Okay. So, is there anyone that you could use as an example who has like a balance besides yourself? Has like a balance? Like, is there anyone that you like looked up to, or it just came to you one day?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say my dad played a big part in that. Also too, like my older brother. I had a family of nine, you know, I got seven sisters and one older brother. So also too, my boy B. So he was real big in like helping me when I got here.
Oh, okay.
Like everything just clicked. Like life sometimes it's like you don't, like you're uncertain. I know this probably didn't answer y'all question, but since y'all was kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, well, I'm just gonna flow with it.
Mm-hmm.
Life just clicks sometimes. Yeah, I mean, it's things within that, and like, you know how people write down their goals and stuff and
mm-hmm.
they seek out to reach those goals and you get it, or it's like right there, and like you've been praying and you've been, you know, fasting, you've been doing stuff, and it's, you're consistent with everything and you get it, but at that point in time you're gonna feel like that old you. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're gonna go back to, you're going to try to go back to what's comfortable.
Oh,
like
wow.
When things come about.
Okay, so you're saying like when things are going good, you think you got it.
Yeah, but it's always more. Mm-hmm. It's always more. Like you should never be satisfied. There's always more. You're always going to continue, or you should be each and every day trying to work on you. Like be obsessed with becoming a better you daily in all areas of your life. Like,
so if we can break this down, somebody who is emotionally balanced and healthy, what do they have? What do they exhibit? Do they have like healthy relationships with everyone that they?
If you're saying if like you're unstable, in some sort, or you're saying like you don't, well, the person doesn't have balance.
If they're emotionally balanced, what does it look like? Does that mean like they know boundaries? They know when, you know, when they should talk to people, they know how to like carry themselves in public. Like, what does emotionally balanced look like?
I would say what you mentioned, in terms of like you'll be able to, you'll see it, like you'll know, like it's they're gonna give off a different like vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I wouldn't even say their energy, but they'll like you'll see it. It's like a glow to them. Like their spirit is like pure and stuff.
Have you seen that in people? Do you see that in us? What do you see in us? Are we emotionally about?
Did you just try to turn this into a reading or something?
No, it's just like a thing. Like,
Rocky, like, yeah.
That's interesting, right?
It is, but it's very interesting.
Because like there's different parts of people. And if like someone's, like you can tell right off the bat, is someone emotionally imbalanced?
Mm-hmm.
Are they mentally balanced?
Mm-hmm.
Are they financially balanced? Are they physically balanced? Like
I know, I don't know, but I, you know.
sometimes there may not be everybody who is like balanced like all the way around. Mm-hmm. Like I would like to believe that I'm emotionally balanced. I think I've gotten to that threshold where it's just like I know what to give my energy to and I know what's not deserving of my energy. And I'm not gonna like sit in a place that's not healthy for me.
So it's not worth your time, basically. You don't give anything negative time. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say that because I do get pissed off. I do get upset. But I know that those are normal emotions and that I won't sit there for too long. Like, if I'm sad about something, I'm not going to sit there for weeks. I may sit there for, like, a couple of hours or a day, and then I say, okay, well, what am I going to do with this emotion? Hmm. Am I going to feel sad forever? That's am I just going to take this sadness and let it motivate me to go to the next level? So I would think of that to, like, be emotionally balanced. I would like to think I am. I don't know.
That sounds like balance.
Emotionally balanced?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Just
and that's
like,
okay.
Okay, no, this is why I asked you. It's because, like, from compared to, like, let's say 5 years ago, like, was it worse then or is it better now?
It's worse now.
Okay.
You think so? Why do you feel like it's better now? You were, like, steady?
No. Well, I feel like it was better then.
Mm-hmm.
Because it,
because you were in a happy place?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was still there, but, you know, it just wasn't as amped.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see that because you were, like, mm-hmm. you were happily married, mm-hmm. and then now it's just, like, it got taken from you without warning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's just okay. So it's just, okay. like, you know.
That's why that's why you say that, like, you're worse now.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
But you do want to speak life into your life.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. You don't want to like use those negative.
No,
like,
I do
words.
Not. Yeah, I don't. No, I don't. I do not want to use negative words. It's just the way that's how I describe
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah. It's some days are just really unbearable. I don't mean to be negative.
Yeah.
But I can understand why someone would commit suicide.
Mm. I think that's, I would say, like, on a logical standpoint, it's understanding why someone would go through that thought process.
Yeah.
But realistically, I don't feel that that's an answer to anything.
Oh, no, that's not an answer.
I don't think so.
For me, I know that that's not an answer.
Yeah.
I feel like, if anything, I would probably have a nervous breakdown before, you know, I would seek something like that out. Because I'm just, you know, I have children. Oh, my goodness. I can't off myself.
You got something to live for.
Oh, my goodness. I can't let them, whoever they are, just arise and take what if my daughter grows up to be a prostitute? What if my son is in prison?
Yeah.
All his life. What if, like, no. Mm-mm.
So no. Those are good examples because when you mm-mm. think about somebody who is emotionally balanced versus somebody who isn't emotionally balanced, then you think about how, like, those irrational thoughts come through. Like, some people feel like, oh, if I just end my life, then I won't have to deal with any of this. But then do you ever consider the people that you are leaving behind?
I do all the time. Yeah.
So I know that sometimes it feels like, oh, it'll just be better. I won't have to deal with this anymore. But at the end of the day, nobody knows what's on the other side.
Exactly.
Right. We can believe in whatever we want to. We can think that, you know, there's a God.
He's not
going to
know until you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about, like, somebody who is, just like FYI.
What's that?
Well, because she did mention suicide, we just want to clarify.
Oh, yeah, I'm not suicidal,
and
guys.
In any way, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I have, you know, I can understand, you know, why they feel that way, you know, why they feel like, you know, like, I cannot take this on because it's a fight.
Yeah. I just didn't want anybody to misconstrue that.
No, I have a good, positive a group of people I call on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good. Your circle's key.
I love myself. I would not ever commit suicide. For one, what if like my body is in a weird position? What if something is eating on me when they find me? Like, you know, I'm like that. I'm that person. I like myself. Right. I really do. I really like me.
That's good. You got self-love.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to off myself. And I hate pain. And I'm not going to do it to myself.
Right.
Good Lord.
So for those of you who are struggling with something like that, those thoughts, or maybe they're passive, or maybe you may even consider acting on it, if you ever feel like you're in that position, there is a suicide prevention hotline that you can call. We'll put it at the bottom of the video, but for those of you that are listening, the phone number is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. And you can call that number any time of the day, and you can speak with someone, especially if you're feeling suicidal. There's also a number that you can text. You don't actually have to speak to someone if you prefer to text, or if you're younger and you don't, you know, don't want to get caught using the phone. It's a crisis text line. The number is 741-741. So that's 741-741. It is free, and it's crisis counseling, and it can be anonymous. But if you are like in immediate need, you may need to disclose some information. I just want to put that out there.
Thank you.
Just in case.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Thanks for helping somebody out, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Very good.
So I know we were talking about like emotionally balanced, and then you mentioned self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So that has a lot to do with being emotionally balanced too.
Yeah, it does. Some people, well, I wouldn't say that, but it comes a point in our life sometimes when we don't love ourselves in a way, like something like you're doing in life or where you at in life, you don't like. So that's like an aspect of self-love. But I get what you were saying. Like you do love yourself, but you like at some point in your life, you feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
But not to say you still don't have your self-esteem or you still don't believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you may hate that version of you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to always be in looks. That's just you hate that version of you and you want to get back to a different place. So in a way, you love the process, but you hate where you are at that time.
Hit the nail on the head.
So how does someone get self-love? Like, what do they do? Like, how do you fall in love with yourself?
I think you just tap into you, going back to, like, who you are as a person. Like, it may sound funny, but the things that you do as a kid, right? So, for me, it's like I told you last time, I've always been like fit. And I see life through like sports, like the sports that I've played and stuff like that. That's how I'm able to navigate through life. But to going back to what you asked is, I actually forgot what you asked, but I was thinking of something
self-love?
Else.
Self-love. I know that you have.
So it's just like you, and just going back to what makes you happy, using like, pulling out those gifts that are in you.
Like if you write or you draw.
If you write, you
rap.
Can, yeah. It's just going back to you.
Take yourself on dates.
And that's what I like.
Buy yourself things. I buy myself things all the time.
That's
my
good.
Amazon account is like lit.
Oh my God.
If ain't nobody ever gonna love me,
you gonna love
me. I'm gonna love me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's key.
Every piece of jewelry I ever wanted, I bought myself.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's hard to tell a motherfucker what you want.
It really is.
Jen, you want to get married?
No.
Ew. So unrealistic.
I know, that's like the wrong person to ask.
So there's like a whole explanation behind it. It doesn't mean that I'm not in love and that I don't ever want to like be with someone forever. But the logic for me behind it is, well, one, marriage was originated behind like a man, a woman binding to man.
Yeah.
A woman was binding to man, and she didn't have any rights, didn't own her, or she didn't own anything really, and have to have his last name. The family tree is lost behind that, and it's just, I don't know. He would own me, and I know that like over time, the meaning of marriage has
changed,
evolved.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There's no point to that. Like, here's
you don't
the thing.
Think so?
No, if I'm okay, why do I have to apply for this piece of paper that tells me that I am? It's legally recognized by a state or whoever saying that we're married. Now we have joint accounts, joint taxes, and
it's the law, though.
If I want to not be with this person anymore, I gotta pay even more money to get everything back or like away from them.
Did you know that if you were pregnant, you'd have to stop the whole divorce?
Girl,
because you're not competent to make that decision.
This is too much.
So they're gonna wait until the baby
is
born.
Yeah, this is too much.
But that is law.
If I want to be done with somebody, I'm going to just walk away.
That law was forced so women couldn't have any rights. If marriage has evolved, then why aren't we getting rid of that? And why does the woman have to change her last name?
Mm-hmm. I would be okay with a hyphenation or like. My husband had take my last name too and hyphenate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know
that's
about
like
that
that's
one.
Traditional though.
Yeah, you that's, can't break tradition.
I don't. If I decide that I'm done, and I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna walk away, and I'm not gonna go through an entire process. The process is I've thought about it, I made my decision, and this is what's gonna happen, and that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, fellas, y'all heard her.
And the silly white dress.
You know what it is.
It's never been on my radar. Like, ever.
I will say I've always wanted it. But it's just so, like, it's
so
awful.
Did you not see it, like, as a kid? Like, did you not see any healthy, like, marriages and stuff?
I did. No, I don't think that's why. I think that at a very young age, I realized that I don't love anybody as much as I love myself. I always put myself first. I always, like, I see your eyes. You were like, what?
It's just so foreign to me.
I just mean it in a way of that'll be the longest lasting, healthiest relationship that I'll ever have is with me. Because when you bring like an outsider in, it's hard to show them how to love you. And it's hard to show them how you want to be treated. And that may even take years.
Not necessarily.
No.
Not necessarily.
It can. It can.
It can, but not necessarily. It's probably the people that you're dealing with. Maybe they don't want to like. Change and stuff like that.
Yeah, but we can't overgeneralize like that. It doesn't matter who is with that. It could take years. Mm-hmm. It could take a long time for somebody to understand how to love you. And I think it's important that self-love does come first, because once you love yourself and once you respect yourself, it makes it that much easier for people to know, like, oh, she's not gonna accept anything less.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to respect her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it
there's
comes...
No, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's,
but...
It's the standard that you have for yourself.
Mm-hmm. It comes a lot with, like, how you carry yourself.
Hmm.
What are you thinking about over there?
What was the next
I still want to just
next
run.
Question, though? Which way are you running, Rocky?
Shit, I'm about to exit out this window.
Oh my god, it's on the first floor, guys.
Oh my goodness.
Either way, I'm touched the ground. Gotta jump or not.
So we talked about emotionally balanced, and then physically balanced. What does that look like?
You just in the best shape of your life, up to that point in your life. Like, you're feeling good. We all fall out of shape at one point in our life, or we don't look our best. You see yourself, and you like where you like how everything on you looks, like how you envision.
Also, you watch what you put into your body.
Yeah, which eating the proper foods, it helps. Eating the right stuff actually clears your skin up too.
Drinking a lot of water.
The body is like a car in a way. Like if you fuel it right, it'll treat you right. Yeah.
Get the inspections done when you're supposed to.
Oh my God, that's so true. Your yearly gyno exam, mm-hmm. and then your physicals.
Your physicals, okay.
I love getting the physicals. I like to see my knee like react to the pop.
You know? Are you serious?
Yes.
I hate.
I'm just like, my knee.
That is so cute.
Well, you know, like when you've been an athlete all your life, it's just kind of like that. That to me is exciting. I like to know like how many more years do I got left on these bones.
That's how you. I mean, you could tell that after a work, after you train.
My Lord.
And then we talk about, so we said physically, emotionally, and mentally. Oh, man. What does it mean to, like, mentally be balanced? I know it seems very similar to emotionally.
I had a question for y'all, before we get into that one. So at what point did you feel like you looked your best, like you were physically there?
17.
But you weren't even grown yet. You cannot say 17.
Girl, I was so motherfucking fit. I was due up from that call. There was an outreach deal, and we had to do dances. We did 4-minute dances, and we did 4 of them, sometimes 6 times in one day. Baby, I was fit.
Oh, yeah. You got to listen to the cult episode. She's fit. She's in a cult.
I had abs.
I think I actually did see that one.
Arm. I mean, it was ridiculous.
You can get back to that.
You can. Well, so how did you look, Jen?
Me?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, at what point did you, like, what age? Like,
oh, like a year ago before I had my kid.
Okay.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah.
It was, well, I mean, he's a year now, and I was pregnant 9 months before that. So before I got pregnant, I've always been fit.
And you feel like you was in the best shape of your life.
I've always been in the best shape of my life until recently. It's been hard to bounce back after having him because I'm just like, you know, struggling emotionally and mentally more than I ever have because postpartum depression like really hit bad. Okay. But it's not far off. Not far off at all. 15 pounds.
You still boxing a little bit, somewhat?
Not really, no. Just everybody's like waiting on the return, like,
just to keep them up to date. It don't even got to be a return. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I haven't stepped foot in the boxing gym since COVID, but like still going to the, you know, to like 24-hour fitness and trying to do workouts here and there, but it's gonna come soon.
Yeah, get you the Bell's Life Enhancement. So you can come box. Me and Jenna have a boxing day.
What's Bell's Life Enhancement? I seen it on your shirt.
So Bell's Life Enhancement is a gym that I train at alongside my boy Brandon. We train athletes. Well, just anybody really, but athletes, come check us out. We got boxing. Boxing.
So you're a trainer.
Yeah, trainer, life.
You didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
You didn't say that. I'm going to Google this.
Why didn't I put that together?
Where did you go?
I
think he was just like some sort of made-up expert.
No. I don't think you're very vocal about being a trainer.
Well, I had to wait until some things got in. I had to wait until some things got in place before that. But, yeah. So when you asked me for the stuff to do, I hooked you up.
You did. And I noticed a difference. I still notice a difference.
You just gotta get you in the gym now, Rocky.
Well, you know, I don't know. I like being fat.
Oh, I see.
You know, because I was told that, you know, being fat was bad. It's wrong. Yeah, you gotta listen to the cult. There's just, you know, whether it's be fit, be servants, you know, it's just like, I'm over it. I like my thick thighs. I like the cellulite in my butt. You know, my boobs are probably popping out of my bra because it's a little tight. But overall, with my body, I can honestly tell you I'm happy. And I've been married, and you know, I just felt like I always had to be something to somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, if Raquel is chubby, Raquel's chubby because Raquel wants to be chubby.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think that's important, though. Like, you do what you want to do. It's your mm-hmm. life. You're in control of that. So some people's definition of fit and in shape is different. You may feel like you're in a good shape. She can get up and she can go run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... In shape doesn't have anything to do with how we look. It has more to do with how we feel and how, you know, our ability to do things mm-hmm. and to move. Like, I mean, I don't look as I did a year and a half ago, but I still know how to punch a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. I still, and so there's a difference, like, between a walk around weight mm-hmm. and the fight weight. So I'm not at fight weight, but I'm at a good walk around weight.
Yeah.
Like, I look very like in shape. People tell me, you know, oh, you look good. They like the wide hips and they like the weight that I have on me, but I'm used to like really looking thin.
Yeah.
And you know, having like a six pack and, you know, muscles busted out my shirt, and Rocky's like, no, don't ever go back to that. But I still believe that there is, that I can still, I mean, I still go to the gym. So I know that I can go rounds of shadow boxing. I know that I can go rounds of footwork. I know that I can go rounds of jump rope. Even if I don't look the part, I'm in shape. If I get into a fight.
Oh, yeah.
You hold your own.
Oh, yes.
She says you got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get tired. Yeah. Are we staying on track? We're doing good?
I think so.
Okay.
You got the schedule right. That's balance. The schedule.
Ooh, the schedule. Balance.
Yeah. My life is scheduled out. Like,
write it out. You got to write everything out.
Yeah.
No, she's told me that she set her phone on timers. Mm-hmm. She set her phone to a timer.
For everything.
For everything.
Oh,
from
yeah,
waking up to what?
The alarm clock.
So the alarms say different things. One of them may say, wake up. The other one may say, get the kids ready. The other one is going to say, put the breakfast in the oven. The other one is going to say, walk out the door, do my hair, something. All the alarms say something because it's like, I need a reminder to stay on track to see how distracted we get.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you ever get distracted.
You write yours down, Rocky?
No.
You don't?
I do not. I tell myself right as I'm going to go to bed what I'm going to do, and I get up.
For the next day?
Yeah.
And then you do it.
And then I do it. I do.
See, I know what that's like.
I know what that's like.
I'm going to get up. And my mother used to do the same thing. And I just think, what are you doing? Why would you? Okay, never mind. I don't even care anymore.
It's like if you have to tell yourself, right? Because if you don't say it, then you might not do it.
Especially aloud. Have you ever
felt like you was living life like aimlessly and like, out of control.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like now.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I love like going, you know, going to work. I really do like it. I really do like it. So I can see all the people.
Yeah.
And I feel important. I feel like I actually contribute and help. Yeah. So it's just, it just feels so little.
Yeah.
And scared all the time.
Don't be afraid.
You gotta like view yourself as a giant. You gotta view yourself as like the biggest person
in the room.
You may be the smallest person, but like that shelf shouldn't seem that far away. Because I may be 5 foot, but bitch, you going to feel me like I'm 8 foot.
Okay. That's funny. That's key.
Why are you laughing at me?
No, because, I mean, you good, yeah. I'm laughing at you because it was funny, though.
The way you said it.
Yeah.
I may be 5 foot, but you going to feel like.
Why are you looking up? Like,
I'm, like, so serious, too, though. Like, I used to love fighting the taller girls. Because it's like, they will always say, like, oh, why you put that girl in that? Because you, it goes by weight classes.
Yeah.
So if I'm 106, which is the weight that I fought at, and I'm 5'1", and then I'll have, like, a girl that's 5'6", and she's 106, which is, like, unheard of. But, I mean, it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yeah. I love tall ones, because the taller they are, like,
the harder they fall.
The harder they fall, and you can always break them
David
down.
David and Goliath story.
You can
that's
break
how you
them
feel
down.
In, that's how you be feeling in the ring. When you be the tall girl,
you know,
her tower
you
be feeling like down.
You be feeling like David.
She's conquering her.
You
mouth.
Know, just forgive me because I don't know the Bible stories.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
that's all
right. Look, she wasn't judging me. You were like,
no, I wasn't judging you. I was about to say, Rocky, know that he's gonna help you out.
Okay, what's the story?
Which one? The
David and Goliath story.
Oh yes, he was the smallest one. He wanted to go and fight, and his father told him, your job is to tend to the sheep. You're the shepherd. They need you. We need you to need them, okay? We're going to go fight. So one day, he went out there, put on all his gear. And mind you, that when he knew he could do it, and he knew that he was small. But, you know, being a shepherd was very dangerous work because you had to keep, you know, 100 sheep safe from what? Bears, mm-hmm. wolves. And that's exactly what David had to fight out in those fields. And he was far from the house. No one could save him. And he had to bring all them sheep back. So he did a really good job. Like even like they have like old pictures of like statues and stuff. He had muscle. He was very hairy. He wasn't like not what people said that like he was good looking until he got older and in his days, but he took down Goliath. All of his gear was too big, and he said, I don't need it. I don't need all that, what everyone else needs.
Rock
he went out there
shot.
With a little slingshot and rock and said, in the name of the Lord, go down. And that's what happened.
Wow.
Why'd she say it like, in the name of the Lord, go down.
Go down, hit the flow. I don't know.
Jen, like, oh my goodness. Nah.
That's
Jen, you really didn't know the Bible story.
Jen is David. Oh my
that's
goodness.
What, that's what she felt like in a ring.
David,
that's what she
y'all.
Felt like in a ring.
Yeah, she. I'm that's telling she you, she's, like ring, she like wants the biggest mindset. Person. And David was the same way, man. He take on the largest army.
That's how life is, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything seems so big. And we, like, sometimes it can make us feel small.
Because
it's like, especially if we've never been through that before, it can be intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But you always find a way, especially if you want to. The key is you have to want to find a way,
true.
And then a way will come because that's what you want. You
gotta keep your faith too. Like keep your faith too,
because
that's big when you're going through something. Your faith that goes back to you having a solid foundation and solid core. That's gonna help you out.
I want you to clarify on that too, because it can be faith in your religion or it can just be faith in yourself. As long as
you
believe.
It's both. Like faith in you, right? You got to have the confidence that you're going to come out of your situation or like just be more than where you're at right now. And also too, like you said like religion, but or what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a Christian, so I would have faith, and believe that, God will bring me out any situation, but, not to say it like, and not be humble with it in terms of like, oh, God can bring me out any, he can, but, I don't want people to like, get the wrong interpretation of that. Right. He can, but like, don't abuse it. Like, don't take life for granted.
Yeah.
This goes back to just being balanced. Be balanced in everything that you do and don't take life for granted. Cause like, you never know. Mm-hmm. This is y'all podcast, but everywhere I go, I try to show God. Viewers, if you want to read the Bible, you can read the Bible. Or if you don't want to, then okay, that's fine too. That's the thing about God. He's not going to force anything on you. Not to turn
this
into
They say that God
like
is in everybody. And even if it's the same God, like there is a God in everyone. So, and maybe that's interpreted different based off of whatever religion you subscribe to.
Well, Jesus Christ, that's the Jesus Christ. Yes.
No Allah.
Lord. No.
Buddha.
She calling stuff. No. But that's just for me, but somebody else may, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm not judging anybody, but
you're just saying that's just what.
Yeah, this is me. This is, I know this to be true through like stuff that went on in my life. And that's my foundation. That's like if you talk about David, I can share some stories with you that happened in the Bible, but that's my foundation. That's where I operate from. And I'm just trying to be pure in everything that I do. Mm. That helps me with being balanced in life. Mm. And then everything else will fall in place. So
that's awesome. That's good.
Yeah, I think that you guys are kind of like on the same page when it comes to belief and faith, especially in a religion. And I know like you were more indoctrinated into
it. I was.
And maybe you subscribe by choice. Me, not so much. I dipped and I dabbled a little bit in different religions.
You did say that.
But I do not subscribe to a higher power, but I know that there is something beyond us. But I couldn't and I wouldn't want to put a name or or a title on it, because there's just no way of me actually knowing. And the way that my mind works is more logical than it is emotional. And the logic will always come before the emotions. I mean, I never act off of emotions, ever.
You know, can I just clarify one of the things, some of where Christians go wrong is what you just said. Say it again.
Which part?
Just that last part.
The logic over emotions?
Yes. God is logical. Yeah. You know, they want to say that he's so mysterious, and God, you know, he is a person.
But the way he operates and the way we operate is like not the same.
No,
in terms of like
it's not.
He can see the ending.
Mm-hmm. And we ending can. Of it.
Yeah. But, so our logic or our thought processes can only think so small, mm-hmm. when he already knows like the bigger picture of
what's
what
going
you're
on.
Trying to do.
Where are you going?
Even in terms of what you go through, right? You stressing, you worried about stuff. He like already knows the ending of the time when you're going to be done with the situation that you're going through.
True.
But you don't.
And that's what's
and
so
that's,
hard.
That's where you got to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
And not just saying like you in those times, you just praying and stuff. Just because you're going through something, that should be an everyday thing. But you just have faith and you believe like, okay, I'm gonna be okay on the other side of the situation.
True.
Like I'm gonna be fine. I don't know what's coming next, mm-hmm. but I trust and believe that everything will work out.
Yeah.
But he knows your life. He already got it planned.
Yeah.
You know, it's thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. So if I know he's gonna give me that, then why would I like seek elsewhere? But I'm not saying it in terms of, and I don't want your viewers to interpret this wrong, but if you read and stuff, like we talked about last time, some people say the Bible contradicts itself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an understanding for it.
Yeah, you do.
And she mentioned logical thinking, right? it's not going to, like, it's not going to be, like, you can't take the Bible and look at it logically, like, everything, like, literally everything.
Yeah.
It's, everything was for a time period, but true, everything that goes on in the Bible is still relevant, in
you can still
the
use
times.
It to everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that for a purpose, for a reason.
Just to show that even though times were different back then, you know, times are going to be different now, but the same recipe is the same. You follow
yeah,
it.
Like nothing like, is going to, so like, it's not going to change.
You. Yeah.
Like he's not, you he's are. Not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
What he promised you is what he promised you.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Like he will not change. Mm-hmm. Like he's not me.
I feel like y'all schooling me or something. I'm like, hold well, on. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I just don't subscribe to one thing. Because mm-hmm. when you think about religion, it is actually the same story
over and over
with
again.
Different names for each different religion. So I do believe that there is a higher power, but I'm not going to say Jesus Christ. I'm not going to say Allah. I'm not mm-hmm. going to say the Pope. Like, that's mm-hmm. just, I believe that there is something, some supernatural force that is pushing me, and I do have faith, and I do believe that whatever is for me is going to be for me, and I can't control everything, and I don't try to. But I do think that it's important that it's good if you do subscribe to something, but when you're talking to like a pool of people, mm-hmm. you don't want them to feel like you're trying to push Christianity
right.
on
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
You want them to know that, you know, maybe you don't have to believe in a higher
exactly.
power, but, a lot of us do know that, you know, it is out of our control.
Exactly.
Right.
And then when you talk about like, when we're trying to like sum up everything that we talked about so far, balance, making sure that you're right within, making sure that you are emotionally balanced, that you're taking care of yourself, that you're loving yourself, that you're physically balanced, like you are putting the right things in your body, you're reading things right. that are good for you, you're talking
that's
to people and
that's feeding your temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening
right
to things
stuff.
That are beneficial mm-hmm. for you. You're
that's
talking
good.
To people that are, you know, good to be around.
You're feeding your soul,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then when you talk about being mentally stable, you're chemically balanced. When you do
true.
Things that are
good
for you
yeah.
then you become chemically balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a lot of time to go through even more, but I'm sure you'll be happy to come back and talk about
it. Yeah, I'll definitely be happy to come back if
that's
y'all
good.
Want me to come back.
Yeah,
I know you
we
just
would,
said it, but
we would enjoy that. I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like your vibe. It's very comforting. It's good.
I think
we do really good.
I hope your subscribers or viewers didn't take anything out of like context of what I was saying. Like I said, I'm not forcing anything on you, or I'm just telling you where I operate from.
Yeah.
I know she said that, but that's just where I operate from. That's my foundation.
That's awesome.
Not to force anything on anyone.
No.
It's just for clarification. I'm always the clarifier.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever want anybody to misconstrue what we say on
mm-hmm.
here, because some of the things that we say are very like real, realistic. They can be relatable and personable. And like when Rocky mentioned suicide earlier, I never want anybody
right.
to think like, oh my God, because if she is, I'm checking her in. She's just going to have to hate me.
Oh my God.
Right.
But, and there's like, you're going to have people that don't agree with you, and you're going to have people that are not on the same page as far as religion, but.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't look
and
at y'all
okay.
any different
that's
though.
That's good. And I see God in a lot of people, like Jenny, like you, like Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do have to wrap it up. We did just get like the ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Well, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. Any last words you want to say?
Get a schedule, write it down. Anything that you want to do in life, you can do it. It takes action, so you can write it down all day long, but if you don't take the action to do it, actually do it and be consistent with it, then nothing is going to change. Just become or strive and be obsessed with just being a better you daily.
Yeah, I can agree. Okay, bye, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.